Hey, welcome back to episode of Geeks and Chinese, me and boy Eli.
Me, Joe.
And so, we couldn't help but not talk about this. There's been a recent development of stuff within, say, Amazon and in the anime community. To sum it up, Amazon is kind of in problems with not only Kadokawa, but also Sentai Filmworks. For using generative AI, we're back to the AI discussion, for not one, but a couple of different animes.
Yeah, so Amazon, I believe, introduced, recently this, AI-generating dub, English dub for, I forget one of the animes, but the other one was No Game, No Life.
It was like a prequel from No Game, No Life, and I think the other one, the one that most people caught attention to was Banana Fish.
Yeah, so they offered the option to have a AI dub version of those shows, and yeah, it was about as bad as you would expect.
Yeah, so I've not watched Banana Fish. I've heard it's really good. It's one of those I put it on my watch list. Same with No Game, No Life. But I caught the clip, and it's been sort of like a developing story since it first came out, right? Because this was a thing that happened like early in the week, I want to say, last week.
Yeah, about a couple days ago, I would say, as of the time of this recording. But yeah, there have been some clips running around of just how bad it is.
And it got taken down.
Yeah, Amazon quickly did take down those AI dubs from the service, and obviously, like you said, Kadokawa and the Sentai Filmworks, who does actually have the English dubs for those animes, like actual legit with actual voice actors and everything, which kind of adds a little wrinkle into this whole thing.
They were not made aware that this was happening.
Yeah, because obviously Kadokawa, you know, owns these rights and probably also has the ability to license out. Hey, you can do a dub of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of how I'm pretty sure a lot of anime studios usually work in terms of like, hey, you get, hey, Funimation, or hey, Sentai Filmworks, or hey,
NYAB.
Yeah, you know, all these other like studios or whatever. Like, we give you the license to provide an English dub for this anime or whatever, right? That's sort of that's how it generally works.
From your understanding.
From my understanding is that, you know, that's like, hey, you get a license to provide a voice dub for this project, for this thing, right?
Yeah.
So it is interesting that Amazon decided to go, nah, I'm just going to just put this through an AI voice bot or whatever and just see where it goes.
And I've seen the clips. They are bad.
Yeah.
It's so, like, I understand. I'm not supportive of AI, but I understand why people want to use it, right?
But yeah, you know, Amazon doing, yeah, it's just an interesting thing.
Like,
I mean,
like again, I get the idea of using AI, right? Like, I understand using it as a tool, like a tool to help with like a lot of things and stuff like that. I get that as a tool. But as a replacement for me, that's just the weird thing I'm not okay with.
Yeah, it's, because the thing is, like, there's, like, various applications that you are right, that I think AI benefits a lot from, of just, you know, slimming down and, like, helping process things. I mean, Amazon itself has AI stuff when it comes to, like, maybe logistics and stuff like that. And I think that's where people are kind of wanting that to go, but then obviously you have stuff like these generative AI stuff, like fucking Twitter's Grok or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Like these AI image generative image stuff or like voice stuff.
Things that are feeling like they're being replaced by like the human touch.
Yeah, you know, and it's you know, it's pretty clearly obvious, at least with this attempt of, like, just, it feels like an evolution of people wanting to use AI to, like, cause I heard that there are things like machine learning translation or whatever, of, like, you just take a bunch of text, whatever, and just translate it to a different language, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like a souped-up version of Google Translate, basically. But you sometimes lose a bit of
the nuance
and stuff. Like, as an example, right?
Yeah.
Just to go a little off track here. I do not write well in Spanish. I can speak the language, but when it comes to writing it, no good. No bueno, all right?
To be fair, you don't have much of a use for it at where you're at right now.
Yes. However, you know, in classes, right, where we had Spanish classes and that sort of thing, if we needed to write an essay at home, like, not an essay, right, but, you know, like...
That's an old joke.
Yeah, yeah. What I would do would be basically just type what I would need to write in English and put it through Google Translate into Spanish. However, obviously, sometimes I would notice that it would just give out some words that I know I wouldn't use.
Yeah.
Or just have some weird content.
Or would use a different language. Cause so, like, we're both Mexican-Americans, right? But the Google Translate would use Spain Spanish instead
yeah,
of...
Yeah, yeah, there's various, yeah, various dialects of Spanish, right?
Yeah.
So, pretty much, kind of what I would do would be, like, once it was done translating, mm-hmm. I would just go through it and just sort of change out various words that I know probably make more sense for someone of my intelligence to say... Mm-hmm. Right? Cause sometimes we just say, like, actual random big words where I'm like, all right, that's not what I meant to say, but sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just change that stuff out. You know, that's kind of what I would do. And that's sort of what I think people don't understand when it comes to that sort of thing. Of like, oh, let's just take the text, or rather, let's just take this Japanese, like, full-on Japanese text, and just automatically translate it into English, and it'll work fine, right? And it's like, there are just some words in Japanese that just don't make sense in English.
No, yeah, exactly, because there's a whole dialect thing. The example that I always go to is translating film into a different language. Like, the language of film, right? Now, I don't mean the language of film, like, the, you know, the process, but, like, the like English to Spanish, for example, right? Like, I always think about how the first Shrek movie has that the joke of, like, the gingerbread man.
Yeah.
But in Spanish, it's a different joke because for a lot of Latin Americans, they don't know the gingerbread man story.
Yeah, it's a very Western story, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, if you were to do a change to that, you would have to change it to something that is, like, native to the dialect, native to something that the people of that country would understand. And also, certain languages, like, don't translate well, like I can't think of one on top of my head, but it's one that people would ask me about in terms of speaking Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're using Spanish right now because we're bilingual in that way.
Yeah, yeah, it's the closest language we could think of. I'm not, because, you know, like, I'm not gonna just go like, oh yes, itikimasu, yeah, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like you might have mispronounced that, but sure.
Mispronounced it intentionally,
yeah.
Just to drive the point across, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, someone asked me, like, how do you say this in Spanish? I'm like, well, it depends on the context.
Yeah, I think my favorite example of that would be whenever people ask about ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are different words for ice cream. There is, like, I think the proper term, which is, like, helado or whatever, or gelato,
yeah,
or whatever, right?
Yeah, helado.
Yeah. But we grew up saying just yellow or whatever, which is also just kind of the word for, like, ice in general.
Mm-hmm.
But,
or,
you know...
Yeah.
Or nieve, which is snow.
Yeah.
But we also just use it for just ice cream because when you live in where we live, we don't get a whole lot of snow anyway.
Mm.
Or even where our family comes from, there's not a whole lot of snow there anyway.
In general.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those interesting things of, like, different regional dialects and different things of saying tend to have, like, various different...
And Japan has more than just Japanese...
Like, there is, like, yeah, you have, like, different dialects, probably, and stuff of saying in Japanese.
Like, the one that I can think of off the top of my head is the Okinawan language.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, and... You
like, growing up, I thought Okinawa was part of Japan, but then one of my teachers from high school who studied, was like, oh, yeah, I did karate, I studied, like, under, like, certain grandmaster, you know, all that stuff, and he's like, oh, you know, we were talking about, like, Karate Kid, and he was like, he does Okinawan karate, he's like, isn't that, like, no, actually, let me sit you down. he didn't give me, like, the whole spiel, because he's, like, white guy.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
He's, like,
yeah.
He's, like, think of Salvador, and they, gotcha.
Yeah, but, you know, heck, it's just to get the point across, it's like, it's kind of when you see, when you actually watch like an anime dub and you have a character that just talks in like a southern accent.
Yeah.
Like that southern twang. It's because I believe in the Japanese, they're basically speaking like sort of, kind of like a country bumpkin accent, their
yeah.
version of that, right?
Yeah.
That's why in an English dub, they get that country accent because that's the closest thing to American audiences to understand, right? Like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like at the end of the day, this is really just sort of a more of a, Amazon's whole AI thing is really more of just a nuance of like the whole, the various problems and realities of translating and localizing stuff from other countries.
Oh, of course,
stuff, right?
Of course. Like, I like just thinking about another example right now was that joke in Smiling Friends, where they I think it was in season 2 with the homunculus dude.
Yes, it was that episode where they I believe the joke is that they sort of huddle together and they just start speaking Spanish. Like they have their, I guess, Spanish voice actors from like the other language speak for them, and then I think Professor Psychotic is his name, just goes, "You guys realize I didn't understand Spanish, right? Like I heard everything you said." It's like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
But in the Spanish version,
yeah,
they just do the bit and it just like, you guys, I still can still hear you guys. You're not like, you're not, you guys aren't talking that. Besides, still talking loud. I can still hear you.
Yeah, but if you went with a different Spanish, it's like you just change your accent.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, yeah, no, that's a joke that still works.
Yeah. At the end of the day, right?
Yeah. So like for me, it just, it feels very weird because why would you do like. If I were to give you an example of how the dub was, it was, some of you guys might have already seen it, but it was very much like, "Joe, I am angry with you. You have angered the wrath of 1,000 suns." Kind of like, it was like the most monotone, robotic, no emotion in it, which is funny because when it comes to voice act, and I think it's maybe also because, one, cheap, two, like, voice acting like is respected as much as actual, you know, as acting compared to like,
at least in those states.
In the states, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, a lot of things go into voice acting. You know, you have, because it's not just, you have to emote with just, when regular acting, you're emoting with your body, with your face, with like so many factors, right? With voice acting, like, oh, you're just doing it with your voice, you just scream loud. I'm like, no. Watch. I don't want to use just any anime, but like any show that involves voice acting, you can hear like the tone of voice. There's like something about like the way they, you know, like even when you listen to a podcast, right? Like the tone in the voice is like there's something in there that makes it like, you know, more engaging, right? Voice acting isn't as easy as people think it is.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because like realistically speaking, I feel like people should know the power of voice acting because James Earl Jones voiced Darth Vader, one of the most popular characters of all time. And, you know, he never played the character in suit. Like, it was just all his voice. But you could just tell from James Earl Jones' voicing of Darth Vader just who Darth Vader was.
The emotion he put into it.
Yeah, like, yeah, you have, I forget the guy's name who played Darth in the suit, but,
like most casual Star Wars fans.
Yeah, but the main point being is that James Earl Jones' voice performance is what elevates Darth Vader into the character that he is.
Yeah, because that moment, I always think of like you saying Darth Vader. There's that scene where he's like, "It is too late for me, son."
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could hear like the tiredness, the full weight of it, or like when it, like it, like he has such power. He's such a powerful voice, and he has like very good voice direction in that one. And, like, for that, I can totally tell you, it's, like, basically, it's, like, they didn't want to pay for all that.
Which, yeah, that's the thing I'm interested about, because, again, like we brought up earlier, Sentai Filmworks is an English dubbing company that has the actual, like, license and, therefore, has done dubs for both of these animes, right?
Yeah.
So, like, why does Amazon not have their version of the dub on their streaming service?
Right.
That's so weird to me. Like, because because I don't know, because I thought of, I put some thought into this because, for example, right, like did you just not want to pay the license? Because I know, for example, in Netflix right now, I believe you can watch Dragon Ball Daima.
Yeah.
But it only has the Japanese subtitles, no dub. But if you go onto Hulu, you can get the dub for Dragon Ball Daima. So in my brain, I'm kind of just like, it's always kind of weird to me, right?
Yeah.
Of like, okay, so then like, so I guess Hulu got the rights for the dub.
Yeah.
Netflix, do they have the rights? Do they want to pay for the rights? Do they not? Is it just like, whatever, you know? And granted, like, you know, some animes do get like redubs from time to time. Like, funny enough, I'm mentioning Netflix. I think they did a redub of Ava a while back, right?
Yeah.
With some mixed reception, if I recall correctly. Some people were.
I don't recall.
Well, I think I remember some people being like. I think it might have been just the original voice actors themselves being kind of like, eh, you know, but whatever. So, like, it wouldn't be necessarily. Is it really just a cost thing for Amazon? They felt like, oh, we don't want to pay for the license to get the dub, but we also don't want to pay a studio or our own, or get somebody else to dub it for, give us a new dub, or whatever, so we're just going to say...
Because they've done that before with, like, Vinland Saga.
Yeah.
Because remember, there's, like, I think 3 different dubs or something like that?
I mean, the last time I heard of 3 different dubs for a single anime is, like, fucking the original Dragon Ball Z. Right, you got the Ocean dub, you got Funimation
dub.
Well, Funimation's old dub, and then like their more reworked dub, and then I'm not gonna count Kai as a dub.
I was gonna say Big Green.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Big Green dub.
Big
like
Green.
It's Big Green.
Big Green.
Like okay.
Yeah. Or like this is gonna be Gundam related when they redub Gundam Seed.
I was gonna say doesn't. Like, the original Gundam has its own dub, but then for the movie versions, they went with a completely different cast.
The movie came out before they started dubbing the show.
Okay. So, because the movie has Bright Noah as a British man, Selah with a vaguely Spanish accent.
And then, like, Amuro is, like, surprisingly less timid.
Yeah.
It's like... Because I remember seeing a clip. He's like, "All right, Gundam, let's see what you're made of." And I'm like, "That does not sound like Amuro would something that Amuro would say." That boy is, he's got trauma all around.
Yeah, so you know, I think that's just funny to me. But you know, point being, right, is that dubbing, you know, it's like that's sort of the big question in my brain, which I guess kind of leans into maybe the reason why Amazon did it. Just like they were too cheap. But again, it's like. Amazon, you have so much money, like, why even bother? But I don't know. It's one of those, like, I don't know, it's such an interesting sort of decision, and the fact that they thought they could get away with doing it, right? And just like, oh yeah, clearly this sounds great, right? Like, no one's gonna, you know, people are gonna be fine with
well,
this, right?
Obviously, that is, like, the easiest thing for them to think, right? Because it's like,
you're like a billion-dollar company, right?
Yeah. All you see is the numbers and not the people behind it, right? So, because, like, if you're someone who... Well, if you're someone who, like, works in it and you're someone who appreciates it, you'll see, like, the inconsistencies. Like, again, no one would say the thing or say in the way the dub, that AI dub would say it as, right? Like, "You have angered me. You shall feel the wrath of..." Like what I said earlier, right? Like, "You shall feel the wrath of a thousand suns." And, like, no, if someone were to voice act it, they would put their fucking heart in it.
If they're good. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing we got.
Sean Schimmel passed out screaming for Goku.
Yeah.
You cannot get that from an AI dub.
Yeah, and I think it's just an interesting thing about it, too, of, like, at a certain point, like, when do people just... like, actually give it, you know, care about the quality, right? Which I think is probably what Amazon was also banking on. Like, nobody cares about English dubs. Why bother,
well, that's also quality? Well, that's also the thing with any big corporation now when they're going with the dubs. Remember what the CEO, Bob Iger, said about Disney Plus going to be starting using, like, AI ads or something like that, AI products?
I thought they were doing AI-generated, like...
Shorts or something.
I don't
know. And I'm just like, why? You're Disney. you can pay someone and wouldn't deal a debt within you.
I don't know, man. Infinite money growth, right? That's the bottom line or whatever. Like,
yeah.
We're going to keep printing money. You know, if we have even the slightest of down years, it's a failure. And we need to start firing people to keep that the number up and up and up.
Oh, like a 2% failure is going to ruin your billion-dollar corporation.
I don't know, man. Last time I checked, you know, Disney strapped for cash. That's why they can't build any animatronics or something like that. I don't know. Been watching too much Defunctland. but anyways, you know, but I think it's because I think about it like this, right? When it comes to the anime community, obviously the big one of the more interesting debates is always sub versus dub.
Yeah,
I've always been on the side of just watch whatever you watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever makes you know whatever's more comfortable for you to watch as a show, right?
Yeah,
like. I mean, I watch mainly dub. If it's only in sub, then I will watch it in the sub, right? Like, I really don't care. It's just simply because if I'm doing something else, I'm not going to be able to read the subtitles and I don't understand enough Japanese to get what's happening, right? Like, if I'm gaming or whatever, it's kind of hard to split my eyes between the two screens, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just far better for me to just have the English dub running and at least I can hear what's happening. But I also understand people, you know, there's a fair amount of, you know, anime fans that are like, these dubs suck, they're not as good as the Japanese actors or whatever, you know. The usual talking points, right?
I always feel like that's also kind of like the language barrier.
Yeah, I was about to say. Because,
like, let's be honest, a lot of things that are said in shows like that, no one could say in real life.
Yeah, like, again, it's a nuanced talking discussion point that I think most people just generalize down to one is good, one is bad, you know, that sort of thing, right?
Mm.
And that's sort of something I think I find interesting of, like, do people who even just watch the subs care that this is going on? Or are they just like, ah, yes, whatever, like, I'm still going to keep watching subs. But then, if that, because I feel like we... Because, I mean, here's the thing, right? If they're doing AI voice dubs in English, you'd think I'm pretty sure they're also just AIs having an AI just subtitle your shows.
Well, that's another thing going on, too, because the whole, like, having an AI do the subtitles with the Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the conversation now is, like, which do you prefer? It's no longer a sub versus dub. I feel like most people are just kind of like, whatever, so long as you're able to enjoy the series.
Now it's just a question of, like, how much... AI is handling this shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like if you're still in the AI, the sub versus dub, I think it's a childish point at this point
mm-hmm.
for it in general. But the question of, like, actual, like, AI being involved within the production or, like, translating of these shows for people to enjoy, I think that's where, like, people are now, like, being more interested on. Because, like, we said earlier, there's a dialect thing when it comes to language. Right,
mm-hmm.
there's also, like, certain words that you would use depending on the context, and that is always dependent on the person who is saying it, right? Like you use the ice cream example, like, we can say ice cream in three different words, but, like, ice cream is just one word.
Yeah.
In the English language.
Yeah, more or less, yeah.
Yeah. And so, which is, it also depends on which one you're using more than the other, so, you know.
Right.
I think that's where it comes down to. With the dub translation, you kind of need the person to, like, know how to translate and know, like, what's the correct way to say this and what is the most natural way for someone to say it in that language, right? Same thing with, like, the sub. You're like, we're going to end up going back to the old fan subs, and they'll have, like, a little word up top saying...
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. So I feel like there's a few people that actually prefer that, you know, of, like, just leaving it as it is. I mean, the obvious meme, right, of, like, oh,
yeah.
According to Kikaku means plan. Then why the hell did you just not just have plan there? Because Kikaku sounds cooler, dude. You know, Nakama, you know, like, it means friend, but it means so much more than just friend, you know?
Just
so that's
say
why
you're fucking friend.
It's just, that's why we keep it as Nakama, you know? Again, there's, like, stuff like that, right, where it's, like...
Yeah, but I feel like that's also old heads.
Yeah, fair enough. But like I guess the point I'm trying to make is that like there's always gonna be people trying to debate what's right and what's wrong, even when it comes to like fan subs like that.
Yeah, but I think the real question now is the involvement of AI more than anything else.
Yeah,
that's always gonna be a thing for someone. That's always gonna be a thing. There's like no one's gonna really change their mind sometimes, or there'll always be something similar to that. Like, do I prefer when using this you know word or that word, and that's just gonna be a thing. But it's more right now, like again with the AI thing, and because the AI is being like everywhere now, and it's being pushed harder in ways that like, okay, we are barely scratching the surface of AI. We shouldn't even be using it for any of this, and we shouldn't even really be using it in ways that where a human touch is needed.
So much so that there may or may not be an AI bubble, you know, and who knows if that will potentially pop and the ramifications of that. But, you know, that's the future. We don't have to worry about that, right?
not in a few, what's it, a year or two from now?
Yeah, who knows what happens, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think it is just such a telling sign from at least from Amazon of just being like, oh, we have this much money to just throw an AI at it that does basically, like, it's so funny to me because it's like, if it just feels like they just had like one of those, like, because people have like those like applications or whatever where just like a robot, just like a, like not like a Microsoft Sam thing, but you know, it's just like a voice to text-to-speech generator, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it basically sounded like to me when I was when I watched the clips of, like, it just somebody did that. It's like, that's just way it sounds easier to do than actually just getting an AI to do it, in my opinion. If you were really that lazy, you couldn't just get, like, I don't know. It's just so interesting to me. Oh, that, because I don't even know, like...
Just to clarify, you're not saying you're in support of that.
No, what I am saying is I find it quite hilarious that Amazon went to such a length to have an AI voice generator just
when they could have just
that.
Been even more lazier and just do that.
Yeah, I mean, listen,
okay.
If I'm saving bottom dollar, we're not using AI on this stuff. We're using the cheap stuff, all right? Like, listen, I'm just saying, like, if we're being money-pinching billion-dollar companies, you got to do it better than this. Right? You gotta save the AI stuff for cool stuff, you know? I don't know. It's just, I mean, at the end of the day, it's telling. I mean, who knows, like, if Amazon, like, hell, maybe they stop doing the English stuff, but could you imagine them doing that stuff for foreign language stuff? Could you imagine them doing, like, an AI, like, Spanish dub for animes, but no one's gonna pay attention because who the hell watches anime in Spanish? Right?
People in Spanish. The pain. Who speaks Spanish?
Yeah, but how many people, those guys are going to voice their, you know...
A lot. Dude, you have no idea how many people in Latin American countries have, like, Spanish does. More than you think.
My main point being, though, is that, like, it could be already happening. We just don't know.
Oh, well, here's the thing. In that sense, because what you're saying is... What are the like we're able to pay attention because it's around us more. But if it's somewhere else that no one pays attention to, is it really being, you know, right?
Basically.
Yeah, but to that I would say, no, you'll still hear it because of the access of social media.
I'm just saying, man. How many people are paying attention to Mexican social media? Like, I'm talking about the wider internet.
Yeah. I feel like it would cause, like, okay, so, like, if that's your case, we also have to think about the size of everything else, right? Because, like, I like to use the example of Joe Schmo, right? Joe Schmo does not know the stuff that's going on with AI compared to someone who is, well, AI and anime, let's use that, right?
Yeah.
Versus the person that is into anime. Like, we would see it because we are, you know... We're involved in that. It's part of our fandom and stuff. But Joe Schmo isn't going to know that. He's just a dude who's regularly going through life. He probably hears AI and is like, oh, that's cool. It's like a, you know, Terminator, but like nicer. But doesn't have the full context of all this stuff that, like, okay, this is why AI is bad. Like, I have people I have coworkers who are learning about AI in colleges. And they don't see the, like, the issue. Like, they would bring it up to, like, oh, yeah, I'm learning about AI. I'm like, ugh. And they're like, why is that bad? Okay, let me give you this bill. She's a Joe Schmo because she doesn't know, you know.
Yeah.
That, and so it kind of depends on, like, where in the sphere that it hits. So if it hits a certain sphere, then yes, it's going to be an issue. But it hasn't hit that big bubble, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's like, to answer your question. Like, I feel like if it was like a small, like another country that does like AI dub, you will hear about it because it will still hit our radar. But in terms of like bigger people, normal people, that might be a little harder.
But isn't it at the end of the day those normal people that are going to be into this though? Because they don't know.
What, to be into AI? Or just like...
Well, not notice it.
Well, yeah.
Well, all I'm saying is that, you know, like...
Like, I'm not arguing with you. I'm not arguing with you. I'll say that right now.
Yeah, so, you know, all I'm saying is that, you know, point being is that Amazon got caught, and who knows if they try to do it again, but maybe they improve their algorithms. But all I gotta say is, like, how much is the licensing for the dub? How much does it really cost? Because, I mean, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be... You know what would be so funny? If they actually have the actual license to the dub, like they have it, they just didn't realize it and just went like, ah, fuck it. Or they have it and just like, you want
to... I think this is more of a test.
No, I definitely agree. It definitely
this is more of a test to see how people will react to it. But the thing about it is...
And I don't think that Amazon is going to be the only one to do it.
No, they're not.
Like, I'm pretty positive.
We just talked about how, like, Disney's about to do it too.
Well, no, I'm just not just, I mean, just, I'm talking about, like, AI dub in general or whatever, you know?
Oh, I was talking about more, like, using AI for...
Well, no, I know about, but I think that's a bit different than AI dubs, because at that point, like, at least, AI-generated content, at least it's, like, when what Disney's doing, right, that, you know, that's bad or whatever, but, you know, AI-generating voice dubs or whatever in anime, that's, I feel like, Netflix is probably going to get on that. All I'm saying is that there's going to be a lot of, I think, other, like...
Oh, no. This is just the beginning, obviously. And that's kind of the issue, again, that I think a lot of people would agree with. Like, if you want to use AI to help you with certain... as a tool to help you with certain things, that's fine. But if you use it to replace, you know, that human touch, I think that's where everyone has an issue with. And obviously, with, like, big corporations, you want to go cheap. So instead of paying, like, you know, so-and-so for what they, you know, are trained to do, whether they spend time to do, learn to do, they're going to be, you know, they're like, I'm not going to, you're not just going to go with the cheaper option.
Right.
Which is like, hey, let me go with this guy, let me go with the computer, even though it's, for them it's not obvious, for us it's obvious, where it's like, yeah, that just sounds really bad. So like it's gonna be happening. Well, it won't be happening as fast as we think it's gonna happen, probably. But it's gonna start going into that word until they start realizing, hey, you know, this is actually counterintuitive. We're not making anything out of it.
Right.
I think that's what's gonna happen. That is the most likely thing to happen.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's very alarming to see. I mean, obviously, Amazon took it down, but I personally think that they'll bring it back, you know, because sometimes once controversy happens and a lot of people get on it and then just forget about it, they slowly put it back in there, but... I mean, I think that's all we got, right?
That's all we got. Honest, like, the thing about AI is that people are putting a lot of bank into something that is, like, not as finely tuned as they think it is. And I'm not that deep into AI to know, like, if it's finely tuned, but everything that I've been seeing, it's like, nah, there's still something about it that feels really wrong. But yeah, no, I think that's a good spot to end it. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social media that we're active on, like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, more small stuff on Instagram. There you'll find a link tree to all podcasts. We're officially part of like all podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, all the like, and a link tree to the YouTube. For your audio listeners out there, I'm going to put a face to the voice. And be sure to like, comment, subscribe on that. We have a Patreon for any form of support. And yeah, is there anything else you want to end it with the AI thing?
I mean, it's like I said earlier, there is an AI bubble out there. Whether or not, how big it is or when it'll pop, I mean, I don't know, but, I mean, who knows?
Who knows? No, I agree. But anyways, it's been me, your boy Eli.
Good job.
You guys have a good one. Peace.